You ready? Here we go.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
All right.
Well, this is very exciting, Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks. The best of the week that was, and we did have a massive week as well. Amy Shark, Australian superstar herself, joined Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Got a brand new song with Keith Urban. It is a tune written by Ed Sheeran. We'll speak to her about that in about half an hour's time. But up next tonight, the Australian men's final in the tennis is on at the Aussie Open. And this is exclusive audio. Novak Djokovic, Rafa Nadal, they join Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Fox.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We're so privileged here at the Fox. We get access to some of the best tennis players in the world. They are here for the Australian Open 2021. And we have Rafa Nadal on the phone, world number two. How you going, mate?
Hello, Brendan. Hello, Nick. It is an honor to be on Fox. I love this show.
And something you do love, Rafa, you love Fifi Box, but she's sick at the moment. Can you send out a nice cheerio for her?
Well, you know I love the Fifi Box. We have a long history. I am a big fan of her, and I just want to say I hope you feel much better, Fifi, and I cannot wait to get on the practice court and slap a few forehands and few backhands with you, and you're going to have a lot of fun. So I hope you get better very soon.
Oh, what a beautiful message. Now, Rafa, on Thursday night, your third round match, something that doesn't happen much in tennis, a bit of excitement in the crowd. There was an unruly spectator. What happened there?
Well, I spoke about this in my press conference. I think this lady, you know, she had a few tequilas and a few too many beverages. And obviously she was very unruly, you know, because I don't know why, but she just got a little bit spellbound by the Rafa bicep, I think. And, you know,
it's a good bicep.
Herself, you know, she saw the tricep, she saw the bicep, and she just wanted to scream. You know, she yelled out, but, you know, security took her out, and, well, what do you want to do? You know, very tough, but we have these unruly spectators sometimes. But not for now. No crowds now, you know.
We're sorry about that, Rafa, but good luck in your next round, mate. Hopefully see you on Sunday playing in the final. Hey, is your mate Nick Kyrgios there? Is he having some breakfast?
Yeah, you know, guys, like, this better be good, man. Like, I'm eating a pancake right now, bro. Like, you're honestly interrupting me. So, like, this better be good, bro.
Now, mate, it's going to be good. You did get knocked out, but you were lucky enough to play doubles with your best mate, Kokkinakis. Mate, you two have got a little bromance going on.
Yeah, man, like, I love Cocky, bro. Like, we're best mates, you know, like, off the court and stuff. And, like, obviously, like, our synergy's off the charts, bro. Like, we've got mad chemistry, bro. Like, we just went out there, like, had a lot of fun, bro. Like, I served some rockets and, like, now we're going to party, man. Like, it's going to be sick.
Mate, speaking of mad chemistry, a little bit of a fail yesterday, the Valentine's Day moment with your girlfriend, Chiara. What happened there?
Oh, I don't know, bro. Like, sometimes, you know, like, I don't know, she gets a little bit embarrassed and stuff like that, bro. But, like, to be honest, man, like, you know, we're sick and, like, things are going really well. And, like, obviously we had a real nice Valentine's Day. So, like, you know, there's nothing wrong there, bro. Like, it's all good. It's just the media, bro, being dogs as usual, you know.
Mate, I get it, Nick. I get it. I get it. It rings home. Now, mate, you're a bloke who you don't really like too much. Novak Djokovic, the anti-vaxxer, anti-masker. How's he going in lockdown?
Oh, he's actually here right now, bro. Do you want me to speak?
Mate,
honestly, like,
are you together? Wow. Okay, put him on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I heard my name and I couldn't wait to grab the telephone. How are you guys, you know?
We're good, Novak. Now, just speaking to Nick about your anti-masking, anti-vaxxing, you're in lockdown. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's tough because, you know, it's all about the proletariat and the peasants at the moment. And I'm just trying to do my bit for the lesser people, you know. And I think it's tough because, you know, I'm not like other people. I am Novak Djokovic. So, you know, it can be tough for me to abide by the rules, but I try to make my own rules, and it's been working for me so far.
Yeah, have you got to hold any parties with people that maybe visited Brunetti's or Terminal 4 at the airport? Just get that virus spread around a bit more.
Well, you know, Nick, you never know. I mean, I can do whatever I want. I am Novak Djokovic, and if I win the title, I might just do what I can, you know, try to spread the love and spread the virus, so to speak.
party at Revolver. Hey, post-match snub last night. What's the go there, Novak?
Well, you know, I just didn't feel very good on the court because at some stages throughout the match, I felt like I might lose. So, you know, when I lose, I get injured. And when I win, I play well. So, you know, I just couldn't be bothered and I just wanted to get home and bask in my own aloofness, so to speak, you know?
Well, well done. Good luck, Novak. And I don't know, we don't really want to talk to this bloke, but I heard that he's there. Bernard Tomic, are you there, mate?
Yeah, you know, Brendan, I'm here and, yeah, what's happening?
Not much, mate. You probably should retire, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, I've retired already, basically. You know, every time I walk out on the court, I've tapped out mentally. You know?
Fifi Fevin, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Look who's in the studio, guys. Not just three radio presenters. We are, in fact...
This is a game we like to play. Can we work out your nickname?
We're the Nickname Detectives. I feel like we're like, this is PJ Masks, you know, like that.
Well, for a warm-up, before we get into the callers, do you want to get my... I played one season of basketball in under-16s out of Werribee. I was horrendous. Mm. So the nickname I got was Frequent Flyer.
Because
you're platinum?
No, but Frequent Flyer would mean you get lots of shoot hoops things.
No,
got
not
goals.
Lots of points.
I would have thought your name was Spalding because you got an orange head. Same
a big
as
basketball head. Mm. Close. Again, guess slash bullying. I love it. Another Feb classic. It is good, though. I was called Frequent Flyer because I travelled all the time. I was a terrible dribbler.
That's
so I was
good.
Constantly
that's
getting called for travel.
I don't understand what that means.
Too many steps.
Too many steps.
While bouncing.
Oh, so it's
you're
a turnover.
To step.
Yes, no. It's called travelling. That's a great
right.
name. Good
okay,
nickname.
Good one. Okay.
Spalding's better.
I'm going to use that when I'm watching the NBA. Frequent Flyer!
Alicia in Knoxville. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Alicia. The detectives are here, and we would like to know what your nickname is.
Pig.
Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
You can laugh. It's funny.
Have you got a nose like a pig?
No.
Do you really like when it gets to dinner time, do you really get stuck in?
I do, but that's not why it was.
When you laugh, do you oink?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Do you snort when you laugh?
No.
Do you roll around in
mud?
Mud?
Are you a mud wrestler?
No.
Okay. You win.
Well, why did you get the nickname Pig, Alicia?
Because my dad used to be a cop.
should be Piglet.
Piglet, yeah.
That is so good.
Alicia, is it stuck? Are you still Pig?
No, it was one guy in high school.
Oh.
Mate, we would have had 100 guesses at that. We would
guarantee that bloke in high school has been in trouble with the cops.
Yeah,
you're yelling pig in high school. You're a naughty boy.
Thanks, Alicia. Sarah in Roeville. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, yay, happy Wednesday
Sarah.
To you, Sarah. That's lovely.
Oh,
now,
squid.
Yeah, what do we call you? Squid.
Squid, yes.
I've got nothing here. I've got no idea.
Squid ink?
Did somebody scare you when you had food poisoning?
No.
You a tattooist?
No, Fifi's on the right track.
Oh, ink, yeah, because I was thinking
that's
squid
saying,
ink.
That's a tattooist.
Yeah. Oh, are you covered in tattoos?
No, not a single
squid
tattoo, actually.
Squid and ink. Okay, guys, we're on to something. How do we... What else is ink? Do you like writing? Do you do calligraphy?
No, but you're on a very good track there.
Is it from school?
Fountain
kind
pen.
Kind of, yeah.
You're a journalist.
No. Did a pen break in your bag? And you got ink everywhere.
No.
That was horrible.
Do you write for... Do you write,
how did you think that
she
was...
She said it was close to a pen.
How did you think that was right?
He said journalist.
Do you write for a living?
No.
What's
happened?
We've got no idea.
I don't. It was something to do with high school and pens.
Did you throw a pen at a teacher?
No. Okay, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, are you a printer?
Yeah,
it's my brother gave me this nickname because I'm left-handed and in high school I was always studying heaps and writing left-handed, you always get ink on my hand, so I'd always be walking around with a blue hand. So that's why he'd always
squid.
Call me Squid.
That is brilliant.
That is an awesome nickname.
Sarah, because I'm the same. I should have called myself Smudgy. Just Smudgy. Even now, if I write a birthday card, that's a message to Hallmark, actually. They need to be more porous cards because I just smudge everything.
Start writing in Arabic. It goes the other way.
Yeah.
There
oh,
you go.
Clever.
Sort of.
thanks, Sarah. You got us there. Steve in Dingley. Hey, Steve.
How you going?
Good, Steve. We are the Nickname Detectives. What is your nickname?
Zippin' 2.
Lego.
You got a head like a Lego man. Bang.
Not quite.
Oh, Lego. God. Are you a builder?
No.
Dads scream when they stand on you.
No.
Were you particularly good at Lego when you were a kid?
What was that?
Were you good at Lego as a kid?
No.
It's got to have something to do with his head.
Why?
Because of Lego head. Lego.
Are your fingers all stuck together and you've only got the hand and the thumb?
No. Are you small?
Close, Fev.
No, ooh, I'm close.
Fev was close.
Lego head,
do
Lego.
Do your hats click on?
Honest, Steve, we don't. What is it?
I've got a few grey hairs, so I get my hair dyed.
Oh, Lego.
I got the black colour put in one night and then rocked up to footy training without washing it out properly, and I had a black stain all the way around my head like a Lego man.
Steve!
Didn't I say that?
Yeah, pretty close, Fev.
You were very close, Fev. I reckon we'll even pay that.
Sherlock Holmes would have solved that case and shut the book.
That's very funny.
I think we're going back to nickname constables. Yeah. I don't know. I think we're pretty far off.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
In my household, we're dealing with milestones at the moment with little Daisy because she's I think she's 19 months now, and she's only been walking for about 3 or 4 weeks, so she's still waddling and toddling. Awesome. And actually, it's the cutest because she's got a bit of confidence. So every now and then she tries to run, but we've got a concrete lounge room floor. It's not work. That's not great. So lots of mats and baby mats have to go down.
Cute.
But it's cute because she's like, oh, look how fast I can go! Bam, bang.
Lucky she's got her goggles on too. She often gets around in them.
Loves her goggles and two pairs. Yeah. One's not enough.
Two time.
But still no words. So she's a babbler. She loves to babble and she really babbles. And she's doing the cute thing that they do where she'll pick up, like a whiteboard duster and put it to her ear and walk around talking like it's a phone.
Everything's
like
a phone.
The mimicking.
Yep.
She's worked out how to text message now. I've been in a text conversation with her, which I felt comfortable in.
She does. She loves texting. But the talking, so it's interesting because I've yet to hear a mama, and I just would have thought we're getting to a stage where mama would be there.
Yeah.
And obviously while I'm here at work, she's looked after and Trix are both looked after by my wonderful nanny Olga.
Yep.
And Olga does a great job. And she sent me a video the other day.
Mum's one syllable.
Yeah, just mum.
Olga's two.
Olga's big. You can see where this is going.
Yeah, you can see this.
So, because Olga was very proud of her, as she should be, and I'm her mum. Yeah. I'm very proud of her too. But it's just not my name, is it?
Olga. Olga. Olga.
She likes her more.
So, is it Olga? Is it just Baba?
It's Olga. It is Olga.
Well, anyway, I went home that afternoon. I wasn't having any of that. And I gave Mama a real red hot go.
Can you say Mama? Can you say Mama? Can you say Mama? Mama. No Mama? Daisy say Mama. Can you say Mama? Anything? No.
Unlucky.
Does she think that's funny not to say it?
I'm hoping so, Nick.
Because once Charlie called me mum and Luch laughed and I laughed because it's funny to call your dad mum.
Yeah.
And then he just said that for 6 months.
Yeah.
I just got called mum.
I think this is a wind up. I think it's a stitch up.
Well, when you walked out the room, this is what Daisy said.
Olga. Olga.
Okay,
I don't. Well, I kept going. I won't lie. I did it for about 20 minutes.
Nothing.
And then, eventually, I got something. Tell me, is there a mama in this?
Can Daisy say mama? Mama. Mama? It's not really mama, though, is it? Daisy say mama.
I think she said, shut up, Mum, Olga.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
It's that time of the show where we are so lucky to speak to a good friend of ours. You'll know her from these hits.
Till I wanna say hi, hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. All right, just think with you. All right, I'm ready to shake things up. This is really gonna mess her up. Everybody,
right. For you. Thank you.
This, no, not you, oh, Fev. Here she is, Amy Shark. Ames, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. Honestly, you have the best intro for me, and you always have. I love it.
Always have, Ames.
So grand.
But it's true. But when you, I mean, because you are the artist and you come up, you've created all those incredible hits. But when you hear them like that,
oh, mate.
That must even impress
great
you.
Montage.
Well, that's why I look forward to our chats. I'm like, oh, yes, I get to hear them all.
Now, let's talk about Love Songs Ain't For Us. Oh, Amy, a couple of things that people need to know. Obviously, you and Keith performing on it together, but written by mate of yours, Ed Sheeran. I mean, talk us through the process, Amy, working with Ed Sheeran.
Well, I mean, when you look at the lineup for this song, it looks like a very hard thing to get done, but it was actually so easy. And I'm going to sound like a real idiot and drop another name here, but Russell Crowe actually was the reason, because he was such an avid supporter of me since the door. And then he sent my album to Ed Sheeran and, you know, he told me, he's like, you know, I think Ed might want to set up a session, but I definitely wasn't holding my breath. I thought, oh, that's really nice of him to send it, but I wasn't just sitting by my phone waiting for Ed to call. But within like 2 days, I got an email from Ed saying, next time you're in England, let's do some songwriting. And it was honestly, I remember just like, I couldn't even speak. I was looking over at my partner and he's like, what? And I'm like, I think he's like, what? What's wrong? And I was like, I think I got an email from Ed Sheeran. And so, yeah, and I mean, the rest is history.
Were you like, worried, kind of, Amy, at any stage Russell Crowe was going to suggest you help 30-odd foot of Grunt write a song?
I said to him, like, he's got a beautiful studio on his farm. I'm like, man, you need to get in that thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Never say never. I guess I owe him one now. But, yeah, it was the best thing that anyone's ever done for me, and the fact that Ed made time for, you know, for me is still wild. Like, I still think you don't have to be doing this. But he really loves anyone who loves songwriting. And I guess that's one thing we have in common. So it was a great experience.
Ames, you speak about Russ having a studio at home. Now, you've just built a recording studio and you spoke of your hubby, Shane. How did he take that?
Oh, yeah, no, it was his idea because he's such a nerd. When we were looking at the budget, he was like, you know, we could send you to London because that's where my producer was, and we'd have to spend all this money on everything. He's like, oh, we could just like build the studio in a house,
and you go nowhere.
Yeah,
no travel.
Rocking in this room in a dungeon. but it actually was incredible. It was, you know, because I still kind of went away and sort of worked with people in LA just to get out of the dungeon just for a second, and then I would come back and then, you know, everything ended up back in my studio in a real comfortable zone, I guess. And it was just awesome. It was very, very cool.
I won't ask too many questions about Keith because he just looks like the nicest man in the world. And he obviously just did a collaboration with Pink, huge song. But with Ed, now he's written the song. Did you have any pushback with him at all? Because he's up there, big star.
You know what? It's so wild. Like, I don't know how this has happened, but his manager gets along really well with Shane just because they love football and they love soccer. And so he's just been so accommodating. He always gets back to me on email. You know, the song came out so well, and Ed was so proud of the song. As I think that's why it was such a breeze. You know, the only thing that really happened was Ed ended up singing that day in the studio. And I just knew after he put out his collaborations record, there's no way he's going to be able to do this. And which was fine. That's where Keith came in. And I'm so glad that it kind of all happened like this.
When Amy, like when Keith and Keith Urban, he's not going to put a foot wrong, but when you are doing a collab, and so you're in your studio doing your bit, Keith's in his studio doing his bit, and he sends it to you. And let's just say hypothetically, you were like, I just don't reckon he nailed that. Can you tell Keith Urban that? Or do you just go, yeah, good, great.
Rerun.
I mean, look, that's why you pick people like Ed Sheeran and Keith Urban, because you know they're so pro that those difficult conversations are going to be minimal, as to if you go with, you know, someone who isn't experienced. But this is the thing, when you work with these people who are at this level, it's like you just don't even have to worry about that. It's just always good stuff.
She gets it. She works with me.
Amy, yeah, exactly. You should be used to this.
If you collaborate with a lot of artists on songs, when it gets to your concert, if they're not there for the concert, because obviously Keith Urban may not fly across the world for half a song, is it nice during a concert just to get a bit of a drink break or whatever while they're versus playing?
Well, he's kind of just a feature. I still very much run the song. So, unfortunately, I don't know if I'm going to have time to go back and have a quick little sip of whiskey in that song. It's going to have to, Flask. I'm going to have to stay on stage.
Ames, when you were doing the recording with Keith, did often on his shows when he was doing the lockdown, he was doing them live on Insta, and Nicole would come in and do a little cameo. Did she pop in at all?
Look, the question popped my mind to see if Nicole was available on the day, but you got to be respectful, and I already ask him way too many questions about Nicole because I'm a diehard fan. But no, I think she's a little busy. They're both very busy. I'm just the one here that's begging all these people to help me.
Sitting there waiting for emails.
Amy, you are way too humble. You are Amy Shark. Yes. Everything you touch, you Sharkinator. Turns to gold. We love this new single, Love Songs Ain't For Us, with Keith Urban. We can't play it enough.
I really love you guys, honestly.
Oh, we love you, Amy. Good luck with everything. We'll keep spinning it. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks,
Bev. No worries,
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
The Bulletin, this is a great part of the show where we get to relive some of the highlights, the interesting lights. There might be the odd low light, but it is the week that was on the Fifi, Feb, and Nick show, brought to us by our wonderful newsreader, James Lake.
And I need to hear this because this show today was so action-packed. I've forgotten the Monday through Thursday. We had a person, one question off 100 grand.
Yes.
Somebody just won 5 grand and tickets to the Men's Open, thanks to Emirates.
Yes.
You're on Dancing with the Stars coming up.
When did all this happen?
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. Now, with Melbourne plunged into a snap lockdown this week, restaurants across the city closed, crowds from the tennis were pulled and events everywhere cancelled.
I may have to cancel my big 40th and my daughter's 21st bash on Saturday.
I don't think you should have mentioned it on the show because Dan Andrews will hear this and go, is it safe to have two generations of Favolas out celebrating?
Luckily, the 5-day circuit breaker did come to an end on Wednesday night, just as news came to light of how this outbreak spread.
Well, it was nice to find out how it started.
Yeah, what happened? So what happened?
No, it started because a restaurant in Coburg, the owner said he hosted a rice-feeding dinner party.
What's a rice-feeding dinner party?
Well, a rice-feeding dinner is a celebration for babies eating their first solid food.
Oh, what a great way to celebrate a baby starting to eat food, not off the mum's milk.
By shutting down an entire city.
Well, no.
There was big royal news this week as Meghan and Harry announced they're expecting baby number 2.
Congratulations. When in lockdown, make a baby.
I'm telling you, it's like my wife and I. My wife's 20 weeks pregnant at the minute. There's something about keeping redheads inside. You shouldn't do it.
I'm sexy and I know it. A survey around nicknames this week has started a discussion around new radio team Fifi, Fev and Nick's names that we may not have known about.
Nick Cody's a solid name. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
But do you have a nickname?
Ginger.
I bring up nicknames because that's something when you get to know people, you know what your nicknames are.
My nickname as a teenager playing footy, very weird to say this after that, was Crusher.
Crusher?
Yeah. What's your nickname? Boxy.
Well, yeah, look, I get Boxy from Fev.
Yeah.
The one I had at school was Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out.
Hold on, sorry. Fev, what was your nickname?
Coleman.
And a TikTok trend currently sweeping the internet is proving that men have a different centre of gravity to women, but not everyone is convinced.
There's a TikTok viral challenge going around called the Centre of Gravity Challenge. I've never seen Fev not be able to do anything, but when you can't
never
do
right.
something, Fev, you do it spectacularly.
I watched everyone's face on that thing. I've watched it about 50 times. I've never seen you laugh so hard. I think you half weighed yourself. And then Nick did not give us stuff.
Well, Super Bowl last Monday, we were at a pub for 12 hours, so I've already seen you hit the floor head first.
I'm ready for you.
Well, that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Fox app. And as Daisy Box always says...
Olga.